Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 6, 2026, through Friday, April 10, 2026. Monday, April 6, 2026. Minnesota man indicted for filing and conspiring to file false tax returns, requesting hundreds of millions of dollars in undeserved tax refunds from the IRS. Caesar Manure Wilson was charged by federal indictment with conspiracy to file false claims for tax refunds, filing a false claim for a tax refund, money laundering, and bank fraud from 2022 to 2023. The indictment alleges that the defendant's tax returns falsely requested refunds of more than $90 million and that he conspired in the filing of additional false tax returns requesting tax refunds totaling more than $210 million. Wilson's fraudulent claims allegedly totaled more than $350 million and resulted in the United States Treasury paying out more than $19 million in undeserved tax refunds. Wilson also allegedly used his fraudulent proceeds to purchase a $2.6 million house in Prior Lake, to invest in cryptocurrency and other projects, and for personal expenses. During the course of the conspiracy, Wilson allegedly advised a group of sovereign citizens regarding trusts and taxes. He also provided them with tax forms and documents for tax filings. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, April 7, 2026. CEO of digital asset company SafeMoon sentenced to 100 months in prison for multi-million dollar crypto fraud scheme. Brandon John Caroni, the CEO of SafeMoon US LLC, a digital assets company registered as SafeMoon, was sentenced to 100 months in prison for conspiracy to commit securities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering in connection with a scheme to defraud investors in a decentralized finance digital asset called SafeMoon. As part of the sentence, Caroni was ordered to forfeit approximately $7.5 million. Caroni and his co-conspirators misrepresented various material aspects of the SafeMoon offering to investors. Such misrepresentations included that SafeMoon relied on locked liquidity pools that would automatically increase in size due to the 10% tax imposed on every SafeMoon transaction, that the locked SafeMoon liquidity pool prevented the defendants and other insiders at SafeMoon from being able to rug pull, a type of crypto fraud, SafeMoon investors by removing liquidity from the SafeMoon liquidity pool, that tokens in the liquidity pool would only be used for limited predefined business purposes, not personal enrichment, that the defendants would manually add token pairs to the SafeMoon liquidity pool when transactions of SafeMoon occurred on specific centralized exchanges, and that the developers were not and had not been holding and trading SafeMoon for their benefit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, April 8, 2026. President of insurance brokerage firm and CEO of marketing company sentenced in $233 million Affordable Care Act enrollment fraud scheme that preyed on vulnerable customers. Corey Lloyd and Stephen Strong were each sentenced to 20 years in prison after being convicted for their roles in a year-long scheme to steal from the Affordable Care Act, ACA, program. The defendants, the president of an insurance brokerage firm and the CEO of a marketing company, preyed on tens of thousands of vulnerable customers to improperly enroll them into fully subsidized ACA plans, for which the defendants earned millions of dollars in commission payments from insurance companies. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Corey Lloyd of Stuart, Florida, and Stephen Strong of Mansfield, Texas, engaged in an extensive fraud scheme that sought
over $233 million in fraudulent ACA plan subsidies, for which the government paid at least $180 million. As proven at trial, Lloyd and Strong targeted vulnerable low-income individuals experiencing homelessness, unemployment, and mental health and substance abuse disorders, and through street marketers working on their behalf, sometimes offered bribes to induce those individuals to enroll in subsidized ACA plans. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, April 9, 2026. Former Trump County, Georgia payroll manager sentenced for embezzling more than $500,000 in government funds. Wesley Gaddy was sentenced for stealing more than $500,000 from the Trump County, Georgia Board of Commissioners payroll accounts. According to U.S. Attorney Theodore S. Hertzberg, the charges and other information presented in court, in April 2025, a Trout County deputy sheriff discovered that his employee portal showed several direct deposit payments that he never received and that were made during a period when he did not work for the county. Subsequent reviews of the county's payroll data showed that between May 2023 and April 2025, while Wesley Gaddy was Trout County's payroll and benefits specialist, hundreds of paychecks totaling more than $550,000 were withdrawn from county accounts in the names of more than 60 former Trout County employees. None of the employees worked for the county at the time of the payments, and all the funds went into accounts controlled by Gaddy. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, April 10, 2026. Russian citizen sentenced to prison for hacking into U.S. companies and enabling major cybercrime groups to extort tens of millions of dollars. Alexei Volkov was sentenced to 81 months in prison for assisting major cybercrime groups, including the Yang Lo Wang ransomware group, in carrying out numerous attacks against U.S. companies and other organizations. Volkov facilitated dozens of ransomware attacks throughout the United States, causing over $9 million in actual losses and over $24 million in intended losses. Volkov was indicted for this activity in both the Southern District of Indiana and Eastern District of Pennsylvania, and he was extradited to the United States. He pleaded guilty to charges from both indictments. According to court documents, Volkov, 26, of St. Petersburg, Russia, was an initial access broker, that is, a person who specializes in gaining unauthorized access to computer networks and systems of corporations and organizations and selling that access to other cyber threat actors such as ransomware groups. Volkov found vulnerabilities in computer networks and systems, identified ways to access those networks and systems without authorization, and sold that illicit access to conspirators who were also cyber criminals. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026.
The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.